ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 5, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதி குங்கவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாம் உபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆனக்ஷரிண்வண்ணோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி பாஜேபிர் பாஜினீவதி தீனாம பித்ரகவதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர. ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரிகௌதமான் நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசாரசிவவிசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்யவிதாயினே ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேஹி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்ய சம்பதாலேக்ய சமுல்லேகன பித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நமஹ. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரக்ருதிம் சாஸ்திரபாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மசாரிணீம் சம்போ பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா ப்ரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈசான மனோரமாம். ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம். தேவதேவ மகாதேவ தேவானாம் அபயப்பிரத பிரம்ம நாராயணேந்திராதி சர்வதேவ பதப்பிரத சாம்ப சிவாய நம. ஸோ தேங்க்யூ ஆல் ஃபார் ஜாயினிங். ஸோ லாஸ்ட் டூ கிளாஸஸ் டே பிஃபோர் எஸ்டர்டே அண்ட் த டே பிஃபோர் தட். ஸோ யா ஜஸ்ட் எ செகண்ட், ஐ ரிசீவ்ட் அ கால், சாரி ஃபார் தட். யா ஸோ த லாஸ்ட் டூ கிளாஸஸ் வி சா, யூனோ, ஹவு பகவத்கீதா கனெக்ட்ஸ் ஒன்லி வித் லார்ட் சிவா. You know, we saw some interesting references from Ashwamedha Parva, Anushasana Parvam, and also Drona Parvam. In Mahabharata itself, there are various references connecting Bhagavad Gita with only Lord Shiva. And also we saw some references from Kurma Purana. And the day before yesterday, we saw the important Samvadam, the dialogue between Lakshmi and Narayana, where Narayana himself says that he is eternally meditating on Maheshwara, and he connects that, his Antaratma, Maheshwara, with the form of Bhagavad Gita, where the first 5 chapters of Bhagavad Gita are described as the 5 faces of Lord Shiva, and the next 10 chapters are the 10 hands, and then the 16th chapter is the udar, that is the stomach of Lord Shiva, and the 17th and 18th chapters are the feet of Lord Shiva. So, and we also saw various references from the Puranas, Narada Puranam, Garuda Puranam, Padma Puranam, Bhagavata Puranam, and Shiva Puranam, Linga Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Brahmanda Puranam, various Puranic references where this Panchavaktara or the 5-faced, 10-handed form of Lord Shiva is, you know, is attributed only with, only to Lord Shiva and not anyone else. Even Vishnu Dharmotra Puranam, 3rd canto, 48th chapter, does talk about it. Markandeya Maharshi glorifies that 5-faced, 10-handed form of Lord Shiva. So, and today, you know, we are going to see about Arudra Darshanam. Chidambara Natraja, we had this, on Monday. Monday we had that Arudra Darshanam, and then it was a celebration all over the world. Now, wherever Chidambara Natraja Vigraham was there, you know, Abhishekam happened and everyone did stutis, everyone chanted Rudram, praising Lord Shiva. So, that is another important festival that is celebrated within Shaivism. So just like, you know, we saw the previous day before yesterday, the Samvadam that happened between Lakshmi and Narayana, Lakshmi was asking, you know, why are you sleeping in the milky ocean? And then Narayana replies that I'm meditating on my Antaratma, Maheshwara. So just like, very similar to that story, there is another story that is recounted in the Chidambara Puranam, which is a Stala Puranam. So that also, the Mahima of Nataraja starts off with Vishnu only. So where Vishnu is reclining on Adisesha, the thousand-headed snake, and then he is reclining on him, and then he is sleeping. That is, actually he is not sleeping, he is meditating on Maheshwara, Samba Shiva. And suddenly Adisesha experiences a heaviness. He is not able to lift Vishnu. And then he asks Vishnu, Narayana, you know, suddenly you seem to like... You have put on weight. It seems like you have put on more weight, Vishnu. I'm not able to carry you. What is the reason for that? And then Mahavishnu or Narayana replies, Oh Adisesha, I am seeing the divine cosmic dance of Lord Shiva, Chidambara Nataraja Natanam in my heart. Mahadeva is present in the heart of all the living entities and including in the heart of all the devatas like Brahma and Vishnu. Devanagam Kritagebhyo is present in the heart of the devas also. So now let's see some of the references from the Shastras where, you know, he is present in the heart of all the living entities. So in the Padma Puranam itself, Patala Kanda 105th chapter, when Vishnu, he gets initiated by Lord Shiva himself, because Vishnu applies the sacred ash all over his body and then he bathes with the sacred ash and then he eats the sacred ash to have the divine knowledge of Lord Shiva. Because that's where, you know, Basma is very, very important. Vibhuti or Basma or Basita or Raksha or Kshara, five names are given to that in Brihadjabala Upanishad, which is very, very important to know, to understand Lord Shiva. And Mahadeva himself says that my devotee wouldn't cast away the Basma. Always Basma will be there on his body and he will be having the Tripundra. That is my devotee. Shiva says that. So where Vishnu, you know, he is not able to recognize, and then he, after getting the blessings of Lord Shiva, and Mahadeva requests Vishnu to meditate in his heart, and then Vishnu meditates in his heart, and then he sees a jyoti initially. He looks at a jyoti, divine jyoti, and within the jyoti he looks at the divine form of Lord Shiva. Shuddha spatika sankasham trinetram vibhujam shivam varadam dakshinohaste vamecha abhayadam vibham pancha varshiya papusham sharachandra yutadyutim. He was camphor white, and then trinetram, he was three eyed. Dvibhujam, he was having two hands. Shivam, he was all auspicious. Varadam dakshinohaste vamecha abhayadam vibhum. He was giving abhayamudra, he was showing his abhayamudra with his left hand, and he was blessing he was giving boons with the right hand. Pancha varshiya vapusham, he was looking like a 5 year old person. After Vishnu meditates, after Vishnu bathes with the ash, and then after Vishnu eats the sacred ash, Basma Baksha, and then he meditates within his heart, within the jyoti, he looks at the divine form of Lord Shiva. So this is one reference. And there is also another interesting reference in the first canto, 36th chapter of Vamana Puranam, where it says, you know, Vishnu, again, all the devas, when they were in trouble, they go to have the darshan of Lord Shiva, and then they see Lord Shiva is completely, you know, missing in Kailash. They are not able to have darshan of Lord Shiva, and then they go to Vishnu and then they say this, we are not able to have the darshan of Lord Shiva, and it's because, you know, you have done a lot of sins. You guys are not qualified, you devas are not qualified, and then you have done a lot of sins. Again, you know, also you have done Shiva Ninda, and that's why you are not able to have darshan of Lord Shiva. And then he asks them to engage in Shiva Bhakti by worshipping the Shiva Linga and then by worshipping the Shiva Vigraham. And then even after that, the devas are not able to have the darshan of Lord Shiva. And then Vishnu says, look at my heart. And then he shows the divine form of Lord Shiva within his heart. 136.23 of Vamana Puranam. Hritpankaja Shayinam Darshayamasa Suprito Murari Lingamaishwaram. That Murari, within his heart, he showed the divine Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva within his heart to all the devas. So which also talks about Mahadeva present in the heart of the living entities and also in the heart of the devas. And then when the devas were in trouble, including Brahma and Vishnu, when the halahala poison came, at that time they started singing stuti on Lord Shiva. Lingameva paramjnanam, lingameva param tapaha, lingameva parodharmo, lingameva paragatihi, tasmal lingat parataram yaccha kinchinna vidyate. There is nothing that is greater than Lord Shiva. There is nothing that is greater than Shiva Linga. So they realize Lord Shiva in their heart and they sing stutis. And there are various references also, like sarvanana shiro grivaha sarva bhuta guhashayaha sarva vyapi sa bhagavan tasmat sarvagatak shivaha. That personality who is all pervasive, who is actually present everywhere, who is all pervasive, Sarvagata, Sarvavyapi is also present in the heart. Sarva Bhuta Guhashayaha. Sarva Bhuta means the living entity. Guhashayaha, he is present in the heart of all the living entities. That all pervasive Mahadeva is also present in the heart of all the living entities. And also he is present beyond the universe. Vishwadipo Rudro Maharshihi. Ankushta Matraha Purushantaratma. He is present in the size of a thumb. Again, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.13. The previous verse is coming in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 11th verse. Angushta Matraha Purushantaratma is the 3rd chapter, 13th verse. And then Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. He is the smallest of the smallest and the largest of the largest. Brihatecha Varshiyase. Rudram also says the same thing. And that smaller than the smallest and the larger than the largest personality, Mahadeva, is present in the heart of the living entities. Hritpundarikam Virajam Vishuddham, Kaivalya Upanishad. Aspin Brahmapure Veshma Dagharam Yadidam Mune Pundarikam Tu Tanmadye Akasho Dagharostidat. It is called as the Hritaya, is called as Dagharakasham or Hritayakasham. That's where the Chidambara Nataraja or Mahadeva should be meditated. And then in the Mahanarayana Upanishad also it says, Dakram Vibhavam Parame Eshvabhutam Yat Pundarikam Puramadya Sadgamstam. In the lotus of the heart, one should meditate on Parameshwara. Shambhur Akasha Madhye. So, Dharakasham or Hridayakasham, as Atharvashika Upanishad says, Shambhur Akasha Madhye, that Shambhu, who is the creator of Brahma, Narayana, Indra and Rudra, should be meditated in the heart. Hridhitvamasi Yonityam Tisro Matraha Parastusaha. You are present in the heart of all the living entities, the Devas say in the Atharvashira Upanishad. You are eternal, nityam. You are beyond tisro matraha parastusaha. You are beyond the three states of consciousness. So like that, we see various references of, you know, Mahadeva residing in the heart of all the living entities and also in the heart of the Devas. So here, you know, coming back to where Mahavishnu says, you know, I am seeing the divine cosmic dance of Nataraja himself, you know, in my heart. And that's why you are experiencing that. Wait, Ananda Tandavam. Anandam means like all blissful, eternal bliss. Now people go behind temporary bliss, right? Like, so for some people it might be like earning more money. For some people it might be sexual pleasure. For some people it might be entertainment. But those are all temporary. But whatever that is, eternal bliss is the having the vision of Mahadeva and being the Dasanudas of Mahadeva and eternal. Engaging in eternal service to Lord Shiva is what is described as eternal bliss. That's why it's called as Ananda Tandavam. The Tandavam, the dance of Mahadeva itself is the granter of, you know, is the giver of mukti. And then Vishnu says, and then Adisesha, after hearing whatever Vishnu says, he says that, you know, is this fair on your part, O Vishnu? I am your servant. Now you alone experience the bliss of seeing the divine dance of Nataraja in your heart, but you are not giving me the chance. And then Vishnu replies, go to Chidambaram, Tillai. Tillai Ambala Nataraja, Selmai Nadane Parameshra. Go there and then by the grace of Lord Shiva, you will see the divine dance of Nataraja and then you will attain mukti. That's what. And then our dear Adisesha comes as Patanjali there. So the various sages, even the father of Upamanyu Maharshi, who is described as Vyagrapada. Vyagrapada is the father of Upamanyu Maharshi. He had the paws, you know, of the legs. Actually, he had the tiger paws on his legs. Vyagra Pada. He had the legs of a tiger. That's why he's called as Vyagra, means the tiger. Pada means the feet. He had actually the legs of the tiger. And that's why he's called as Vyagra Pada. And there is a reason also for that. Because he was also aspiring, like Adisesha aspired to see the divine dance of Chidambara Nataraja. He also aspired and he came to that place. And then he used to go to the forest and take flowers and then to offer the flowers for Mahadeva, he used to go to the forest and pick flowers. And on his pathway, it was completely full of thorns. And then he prayed to Lord Shiva. And then Mahadeva granted him the legs of a tiger so that nothing would happen, right? So that a tiger can walk through the thorns, it can easily pass through. Nothing would happen to the legs of a tiger. So he gave, that's why he was named as Vyagrapada. And then Vyagrapada had also the intense desire to see the divine cosmic dance of Chidambara Nataraja, and then Patanjali. Adisesha came as Patanjali. So this, you know, divine form of Lord Shiva itself is very, very interesting. That Chidambara Nataraja itself is actually like the doer of five activities. That divine form of Nataraja itself explicitly says that he is alone. He alone is the doer of five activities. You would have heard in the Puranas, like Brahma and Vishnu, sometimes you see Brahma is also described as the creator, maintainer and destroyer on a secondary level, not on a primary level. Vishnu is also described as a creator, maintainer and destroyer on a secondary level. So Mahadeva alone is described as the doer of five activities: creation, maintenance and destruction, Tirobhavam, putting the jivas into illusion, Mayam to Prakritam Vidyam, Mayinam to Maheshwaram, and then giving grace. So that form itself is explicitly talks about Chidambara Nataraja being the doer of five activities. With that only, Katharudra Upanishad says, Pancha Krityeshwara, oh, the Lord of five activities. Pancha Kritya, Kritya means activity, Pancha means five. And then Ishwara means the Lord of five activities. You are the Lord of creation, maintenance, destruction, Tirobhavam and Anugraham. So how does the form of Nataraja look like? You know, with the upper, you know, he has like four hands and two legs with a beautiful serene smiling face, right? So with the upper right hand, he has the Damaru. With that, he does the creation. Now, Brahma is the creator means he is the creator of Brahma himself. And he is even the creator of Narayana. Narayana appears from the left limb of Lord Shiva, whereas Brahma appears from the right limb of Mahadeva. So this is told in the many, many Puranas. One can check out the video that I have given, difference between Kala Rudra and Paramashiva, where Narayana appears from the left limb of Lord Shiva, Rudra appears from the heart of Lord Shiva, and then Brahma appears from the right limb of Lord Shiva. So with that only, Sushumna Nadi, the Sushumna Nadi is present in within every living entity. So that Sushumna Nadi actually represents Lord Shiva. Sushumnaya Shivo Deva Idaya Devata Harihi Pingalaya Virinchihi. Ida and Pingala represent Hari and Brahma, told in the Sutta Samhita, 2nd Canto, 11th Chapter, 37th Verse. So with the upper right hand, he has the Damaru, and with that he does the creation. And then he is showing with the lower right hand, he is showing his Abhaya Mudra, which means he is protecting the entire universe. He is also protecting Devatas like Brahma and Narayana. When the Hala Hala poison came, no one was able to do anything. Everyone, all the Devas went to Brahma and Brahma Lokam was destroyed. And then all the Devas, including Brahma, they went to Vishnu. Even Brahma was affected, and then they went to Vishnu, and then they did stuti to Vishnu. And Vishnu was not even in a position to hear because he had turned black on account of the Halahala poison. And then the Vaikuntha Vasis were suffering because of the Halahala poison. Vaikuntham cha dadaha cha. Skanda Mahapurana. Kedara Kanda, within that Maheshwara Kandam, within that Kedara Kandam. So the 9th and 10th chapter talks about it. Vaikuntham cha dadaha. It was burning in flames, Vaikuntha. And then they do a stuti to Lord Shiva, and then they, Mahadeva is that ultimate protector. And then Mahadeva drinks the Halahala poison and saves the universe, including the Devatas, Brahma and Narayana. When Tarakasura came, no one was able to do anything. Tarakasura intelligently got a boon that if death has to come to me, it should be only through the son of Lord Shiva. So even Brahma and Narayana trembled seeing Tarakasura. And then Mahadeva through the third eye, you know, through the fireball that came out of the third eye of Mahadeva, Kartikeya was born, who had the Shiva Amsha within him. And then he destroyed Tarakasura. So Mahadeva again, here he comes, Jalandhara, Gajasura, Tripurasura, you know, everywhere he had to come. He is the ultimate protector. Maybe secondary, you know, from the secondary standpoint, we can say that Brahma is the creator and Narayana is the protector. But primarily, it is Mahadeva who is protecting and creating even Brahma and Narayana. So with the right lower hand, the Chidambara Nataraja Swarupam, he actually protects. And then with the left upper hand, he has the Agni. With that, he destroys the universe. Because this universe undergoes, always it undergoes creation, maintenance and destruction. Whereas Parakailasha is eternal. It doesn't, there is no destruction, creation or maintenance for, you know, Parakailasha, which is the highest of the highest worlds, which is beyond the material realm, which has no destruction. Only this material world, you know, all the worlds from the blade of, from Patala Lokam till Vaikuntham, that undergoes, you know, creation, maintenance and destruction. So that, you know, with that Agni, he destroys the universe. And then coming to Tirobhavam. So Tirobhavam, with the right leg, you know, with the right leg, he is placing his leg on the Asura. And that Asura is actually Apasmar. His name is Apasmar and he represents complete ignorance and complete Ahankara. Ahankara to the core. That is what is Apasmar. And then he is placing his leg on that Apasmar to crush the ego. So he is not, he destroys the tamas of other personalities. He is not bound by tamas. He is, Mahadeva is Shuddha Sattva. So with that he does Tirobhavam. Mayam ta prakritam vidya mayinam tu maheshwaram. Mahadeva is mayin because Maya is under the control of Mahadeva. But he is not affected by that. Even Brahma and Vishnu are affected. But Mahadeva is not affected. There's a beautiful verse in Shankara Samhita, Veera Mahendra Kandam, 2nd chapter, 41st and 42nd verse. It says, Matsya Kurma Varahamscha Nara Simha Trivikramam Hatva Netrecha Meenasya Kamatasyasti Karkasham Varahasya Cha Damstracha Nrisimhasya Tvacham Tata Trivikramasya Prishtasti Grihitvaiva Puravayam. Even the Matsya, you know, Matsya Kurma, when Vishnu took the forms of Matsya Kurma Varaha, there was a Ahankara, he was bound by Ahankara. He took the form of Matsya and then he saved the universe. And then there was a little bit of Ahankara that popped up in the mind of Vishnu. So this is what everybody, including the Devas like Brahma and Vishnu, are bound by Ahankara. And then Mahadeva, he destroyed that Ahankara by Hatva Netrechaminasya, by pulling the eyes of Matsya. And then Kamatasyasti Karkasham, for a tortoise, you know, he appeared in the form of tortoise. And then he bore the Himalaya Parvata on his back. For the, you know, Samudra Manthan, for Leela to happen. And then through that, you know, the first thing that appeared was Halahala poison. But keeping that aside, you know, Kamatasyasti Karkasham, the Kurmadeva, as Kurmadeva also, he was bound by Ahankara. Oh, I am the savior of the Devas. He forgot that Maheshwara is the ultimate lord. And then Kamatasyasti Karkasham, what Mahadeva did, the tortoise is always known for its, you know, the shell on the top. Whenever some, you know, some kind of danger is, you know, it senses some kind of danger, what it does is it just, you know, pulls itself inside the shell so that no one can do anything to the shell. The shell of the tortoise is so very strong. So Kamatasyasti Karkasham, he pulls the shell of Kurmadeva and then has it as an ornament on his body, Mahadeva. Varahasyacha Damstracha. Varahadeva also, after lifting the earth with his two fangs, he was bound by Ahankara. So he broke the Damstra, he broke the fangs of Varahadeva and then wore it as an ornament in his hips. And then Drisimhasya Tvacham Tata, this is very famous. You know, Eshate Rudravagas Tanjushaspa Tenavasena Paro Mujavatoti Havyapatatanpa Pinaka Hastaha Krittivasaha. Krishna Yajurvedam Taittiriya Samhita, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, 6th Verse. Also, Rudram also has that word Krittivasa. Meedushta Mashivata Mashivona Sumana Bhava Parame Vriksha Ayudan Nidaya Krittimbasana Krittimbasana. Comes in the Rudram. So, two places in the Krishna Yajurvedam Taittiriya Samhita itself, this word Krittivasaha comes. What does it mean? Mahadeva is wearing the skin of an animal as his garment. So which animal? It can be interpreted in many ways. He is wearing the skin because the various leelas are present in the Puranas. One talks about he is Vyagra Charmam Bharadara. He is having the skin of tiger as his garment. Dvipacharmambaradara, he is having the skin of the deer as his garment. Gajacharmambaradara, he is having the skin of elephant as his garment. Nrisimha Krittivasana and Nrisimha Charmambaradara is also told in the Puranas. Brahmanda Puranam, Varaha Puranam, Kurma Puranam, Shiva Puranam, Linga Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Vamana Puranam, etc., etc., etc. And that's what is told as Krittivasaha. He is wearing the skin of Narasimha after destroying his Ahankara. So and then Trivikramasya Prishtasti Grihitvaiva Puravayam. He broke the backbone of Trivikrama, Vamana, and then destroyed his Ahankara. So which also talks about, you know, everybody is bound by that ego factor, but Mahadeva alone is the Lord who is Shuddha Sattva, who is not bound by ego, but he destroys the ego of everybody. You know, he pulled, as Kala Bhairava, he pulled the fifth head of Brahma and destroyed his Ahankara. He destroyed Kamadeva into ashes. He burnt Kamadeva into ashes, destroying Kamadeva's Ahankara. And then he blesses again. Because he is Karuna Sagara. Yama, he kicked Yama with his left foot and destroyed his Ahankara. He destroyed the Ahankara of Indra also. And then he destroyed the Ahankara of all the Devas. Indra, Varuna, you know, Kena Upanishad says that. And also, he appears as a child in the lap of Parvati Mata, and also there also he destroys the Ahankara of the Devas. And once when Vishnu was bound by Kama, lust, and he decided to stay in Patala Lokam and enjoy with the ladies there, you know, mesmerized by the beauty of those ladies, he appears, you know, he appears in the Vrishabha Avatara and destroys Vishnu's Ahankara. And then the famous Agnistamba episode. Who can, you know, every Shiva Bhakta would know that. Brahma and Vishnu are fighting together in Ahankara, talking about supremacy. But Mahadeva appeared in front of them and did not claim, I am the supreme reality, you both have to worship me. He proved to them that he was the supreme, but by showing his Anantatva. Anadhyantamadhyam param tattvam artham. Param tattvam, paratpara tattvam. Mahadeva is. Tattva means reality. Paratpara means the supreme. Supreme of the supreme. The supreme of the supreme reality is Mahadeva. And grew in size. He appeared in the size of a span. Angushta matraha. He appeared in the size of a stump in front of Brahma and Vishnu. And then, you know, he increased himself in size. In that way only, in the size of a thumb only, he is present in the heart of all the living entities. And he is present as a witness and sanctioner. And then he grew in size, and Brahma took the form of a swan and Vishnu took the form of a boar. They started searching the beginning and end of Lord Shiva, the head and the feet of Lord Shiva. And they were not able to find. They, in this way, Mahadeva crushed the ego of Brahma and Vishnu also. So we see that many, many devas, you know, they failed. They are bound by Ahankara, and Mahadeva crushes their Ahankara and then makes them understand, you know, I am the ultimate Lord. If you want Vimochanam, Sadhyojatam prapadyam, prapadya, I surrender to Sadhyojata, the Vedas, the Upanishads say. Mrityor mukshiyamamrita, Trembaka mantram in the Vedas. Mrityor, he alone can give you that deathless state, no one else. He gave the deathless state to Markandeya, he gave the deathless state to Shweta Maharshi, Nandi, Upamanyu, Jaimini Maharshi, Shvetashvatra Maharshi, etc. Various examples are there. So Tirobhavam, that's about Tirobhavam. The right leg of Chidambara Nataraja is placed on an asura. And then finally the Vimochanam, that is liberation or mukti. Both his, you know, left lower hand and the left leg signify mukti. Now how is the left leg of Mahadeva in the Nataraja, you know, Vigraham? He is lifting his left leg. And then how is his left lower hand? It is actually pointing exactly towards, you know, pointing towards the left leg. So what does it signify is that, oh Jivatma, you know, just hold to my left foot. Just think of my left foot. With the left lower hand, he signifies by saying, pointing to the left foot, oh Jivatma, please think of my left foot. And then mukti is guaranteed. You will come back to me eternally. And there is no birth. Nacha punaravartate, anavritti shabdat. There is no coming back after that. You eternally come, you eternally come to me. There is no return to this material world after that. That's what it signifies. And also, you know, that if you notice in Chidambaram, the Nataraja Vigraham specifically, that the left lower hand will be exactly in line. The tip of the left lower hand will be exactly in line with the tip of the toenail of tip of the toenail of the left leg of Nataraja. It will be exactly in line, specifically in Chidambaram. You know, if people would have noticed that, if people have gone to Chidambaram, they would notice that. And that is the exact Nataraja Vigraham. The tip of the left lower hand of the Mahadeva will be exactly in line with the tip of the toenail of the left leg of Mahadeva. The lifting left leg. Where he's lifting the left leg. And even in Chidambaram also, one can see Govindaraja. He is, you know, reclining on Adisesha. What is he doing again? Just like, you know, he is meditating eternally on Mahadeva. That's where he meditates on Nataraja, and he sees the divine dance of the cosmic dance of Chidambaram Nataraja. Always he is seeing that in his heart. So that's the divine form of Nataraja. With the right, just a recap, the right upper hand, he has the Damaru. With that he creates, and then with the right lower hand, he has the Abhaya Mudra. With that he protects. And with the left upper hand, he has the fire with which he destroys the entire universe. And then with the right leg, he is placing his leg on the Asura. With that, you know, it signifies Tirobhavam. And then with the left lower hand, with the left leg, the left leg that he is lifting, that signifies Vimochanam or Mukti or liberation. So which means that he is the, that form of Nataraja itself represents the, that he is the doer of five activities. Creation, maintenance, destruction, putting the jivas into illusion, and then giving grace.